Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Let's get your Monday kicked off right.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah.
Time for a little Monday motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show. We each try to find a little something to share with you to hopefully make your day a little bit better. This one right here, I'll go first, is going to be a mascara alert. 9-year-old Luca was told he'd be sparring blindfolded with his Taekwondo instructors, which I remember doing Taekwondo as a kid. That was hard enough, but to be blindfolded, I'd be like, hi-ya! I'd be like Miss Piggy fighting. I wouldn't know what to do. Well, okay, let me turn this music down real quick because you got to listen to this. So he's blindfolded and he's doing his sparring. Well, the guy ends up actually being the one he's sparring. It's not his instructor, and he'll recognize the voice in a second. You'll hear the audio. It's Staff Sergeant Rob Costino, who is his father, who's been deployed for over a year.
Wow.
Especially these little kids. Think about it, guys. When you're a little kid, like, how would it be if your mom or dad wasn't around? That's got to be so tough.
Yep.
Listen to this right here. You got to really listen closely.
Come on, Shiv. So let me go.
Daddy?
Takes the blindfold off. Everybody's screaming and yelling and excited. You got to really see the video. This is one thing that I wanted to put it on the radio, but you have to see it. It's a total visual, and I'll put it up at joeandalexshow.com because my wife was watching this video too. I saw this on Friday, but she's in bed on Sunday. She's like, ah! I'm like, what's wrong, babe? She's like, this kid and his dad, and they're boxing, and it's so sweet. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's really
calm
cute.
Calm down. So yeah, there we go. That's a little something for a little Monday motivation.
I just found this really short little tidbit that I just thought was good news.
I like the good news.
So a high school in Kentucky held an adulting day to teach students how to do several adult things like cook and budget. The adulting day was held for seniors. Now they're going to do it every year. They had workshops, and seniors were able to choose which workshops they wanted to attend. They could pick 3 out of 11, and some of those workshops included how to change a tire, how to cook, how to budget, and even how to behave if they're pulled over by cops. I mean, it's a simple story, but I was like, dude, if everyone in America implemented this, I think that would be so awesome. I think I have been saying this for years, that this is the kind of stuff that we do need to have in schools before kids graduate, because too many kids are graduating and have no idea how to keep a budget or anything.
I wonder how many people on the show can do all those things. How many people do I work
probably
with that can adult?
Probably only one of us.
Yeah. Liv.
Yeah, probably only one of us can do like each thing.
Liv, what about you?
Okay, so I saw this and I thought it was so cute. So this boy who is a huge, huge Star Wars fan, like a super fan.
Okay.
He doesn't have his full left arm, so it kind of cuts off at the elbow and he doesn't have the rest of his arm. And so this company that makes prosthetics made him a Star Wars themed prosthetic arm.
Aww.
That is totally up to date with all of the newest and like most revolutionary technology. So like all of the fingers work so well, and it's inspired by the BB-8, which is just like one of those like ball things.
Oh yeah, it's kind of like a little mini R2-D2 thing, right?
Yes.
Like it rolls around.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. I'm not a huge Star
Wars
fan, but
so
it's like
totally,
orange and white.
Yeah, so it's totally Star Wars themed, and they surprised him with it. And not only that, but the guy who's played Luke Skywalker for like a billion years even like commented on the photo and said like how cool he looks.
Wow.
And that he's like a Jedi for sure and stuff like that. And I just thought that was so cute.
Awesome.
Oh, motivating that was. Oh, okay, that's your Monday motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.